Chapter 12, Section 4, Hell. For 3 years, Jesus taught all who would listen. It seems an incredibly brief span of time, considering everything that happened. His teaching ranged from comforting to provoking, from parable to accounts of real people, each suited to the need of the listener. On this occasion, Jesus related the following true story.
There was a rich man who was dressed in purple and fine linen and lived in luxury every day. At his gate was laid a beggar named Lazarus, covered with sores and longing to eat what fell from the rich man's table. Even the dogs came and licked his sores. The time came when the beggar died, and the angels carried him to Abraham's side.
For the intent of this study, Abraham's side is equivalent to heaven. It is sometimes referred to as paradise. The man in question here was a different person than the Lazarus in the last story. This Lazarus went to paradise not because he was poor, but because he had faith in the Lord and was coming to God in God's way.
The rich man also died and was buried. In hell, where he was in torment, he looked up and saw Abraham far away with Lazarus by his side. So he called to him, "Father Abraham, have pity on me and send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, because I am in agony in this fire."
The description of hell is almost synonymous with that of the lake of fire. The Bible says that those who enter hell have already entered everlasting punishment. The rich man had gone to hell, not because he was rich, but because he ignored God and lived only for himself while on earth. He was obviously in a place of intense suffering. He begged Abraham for help.
But Abraham replied, "Son, remember that in your lifetime you received your good things, while Lazarus received bad things, but now he is comforted here and you are in agony. And besides all this, between us and you a great chasm has been fixed, so that those who want to go from here to you cannot, nor can anyone cross over from there to us."
After a person dies, there is no second chance, no opportunity to escape hell for heaven. Those who die and are not in a right relationship with God remain separated from Him forever. Nowhere does the Scripture suggest that one can escape this place of suffering. Even though the rich man cried out for mercy, for a measure of relief from his torment and misery, there was none. Mercy can only be received during this lifetime. The rich man continued.
He answered, "Then I beg you, Father, send Lazarus to my father's house, for I have 5 brothers. Let him warn them, so that they will not also come to this place of torment."
Even though this man was in terrible agony, he could remember his life on earth. This man knew that his 5 other brothers were not right with God, and he wanted them to be warned. The idea of partying with one's friends in hell is foreign to the Bible. Those in hell wouldn't wish it on their worst enemies.
Abraham replied, "They have Moses and the prophets. Let them listen to them." "No, Father Abraham," he said, "but if someone from the dead goes to them, they will repent." He said to him, "If they do not listen to Moses and the prophets, they will not be convinced, even if someone rises from the dead."
Abraham was speaking from experience. He knew that many people had refused to believe in God, even when God had revealed himself to them in dramatic fashion. In the previous chapter, we read of another Lazarus, whom Jesus raised from the dead. Yet in spite of this great demonstration of power, many still would not accept him. Instead, they plotted to kill Jesus. The Bible says that if people refuse to believe God's written word, then
they will not be convinced even if someone rises from the dead. Luke 16:19-31.